Welcome back to the podcast. If you've ever felt like you're not enough, which most people, I would say every single person can relate to at some point in their life, I'm going to explain to you why that's happening and how you can fix it. Because what I've found with working with thousands of clients over the last 10 years is a common thread that I've found is that most people operate out of a feeling of inadequacy, of not being enough, not being worthy, not being lovable, not being smart enough or beautiful enough, or whatever it is, insert your choice or whatever it is that you experience. And there's two ways you can express it. You can become the belief where you become, say, an underachiever, where you don't do anything. You don't put yourself out there. You don't ask that girl or guy on a date. You don't stick up for yourself. You don't set boundaries. You don't start the business. You don't start the podcast, or whatever it is, because you feel like you're not worthy. You're not enough. That's not who you are. Or you do the opposite, is you overcompensate for it. You overachieve. You become the overachiever. You hustle, hustle, hustle. You never turn off. You must make all the money, all the goals, all the accomplishments to prove to the world and yourself that you are enough. However, that's chasing a mirage you'll never arrive at. That's filling a void that you cannot fill. So, if you relate or resonate to anything I just said, whether you're the passive or the active, whether you're buying into the belief or you're overcompensating for the belief, this podcast is going to be very meaningful and life-changing for you. So stick around to the end and I hope you guys enjoy. If I can ask one cheeky favor, if you could like the video, if you could subscribe if you haven't subscribed, it truly means a lot. And if you get value from this, send this to a friend that you think would get value from it. So with that being said, there's a couple of points I want to go through today. First and foremost, I'm going to start with the ego. Now, my definition of the ego is the identity of who you view yourself to be, your self-image, essentially. Who do you see yourself to be? And you have, either consciously or unconsciously, a full blueprint of who you are, and who you're not. Now, your ego, remember this line, I love this line. We are all born limitless, but we are programmed out of it. I'm gonna say that again. We are all born limitless, but we are programmed out of it. I have yet to meet a young child or a baby where the first words that they say, or whenever they can put a sentence together, the first words they put together is, I'm not enough. I'm yet to see a baby or meet a baby that says that. And I don't think you have either. And why is that? Because when we're born, we are born limitless. We are born infinite. We are born enough, perfect. That's who we're born to be. You can throw up on a Louis Vuitton bag and you don't care. It is it. You're just being who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make you inadequate. It doesn't make you bad. It's just you being you, right? You can't even comprehend it at that point, right? But at some point, from the moment you're born to whatever age it is, whether it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, it doesn't matter. At some point, you've decided or downloaded some beliefs that you need to be someone or something for you to be enough. Really sit with that for a little bit. You were born enough. You were born infinite. You were born limitless. But at some point, someone said something happened where you decided and you downloaded a belief to your ego, which became your ego, that you need to do something. You need to be something. You need to not be something for you to be worthy, for you to be enough. You need to be nice. You need to not be too much. You need to be quiet. You need to stop kidding yourself. You shouldn't put yourself out there because life's scary. You won't be successful because that's not who you are. You're a fucking loser. You're ugly. You're fat. You're stupid. Insert whatever one you've experienced. You're weird. You're stupid. You're dumb. Those are my ones. Anyways, we download these beliefs and there's two traits of the ego. You want to write this one down or replay this section if you need to. There's two traits of the ego. Number one, the ego will always prove itself to be right. Number two, it wants to avoid pain. So let's go on the first point. It wants to prove itself right. It will prove itself right even if it's limiting. That's very interesting. Sit with that for a little bit. It will prove itself right even if it's limiting. I'll use an example. You've downloaded a belief that you're not lovable because your parents weren't there for you, they didn't show up for your school rehearsal, your mom and dad broke up and you thought it was your fault or whatever it was that you went through. But you've decided, and you've now got a belief in you, a part of your ego, that you're not lovable. And then you start dating someone. You start going out on some dates. You start to go through the dating process. And then Your ego, because it wants to be right, it will prove itself right. It will fuck up the relationship. It will self-sabotage the relationship to prove to itself that it's not lovable. That's where self-sabotage comes into. I've done videos on this already. Self-sabotage is not self-sabotage. It's just realigning with how you view yourself to be. You view yourself to be as someone who's unlovable. So if you get into a relationship, that's not congruent with being unlovable. So you will self-sabotage the relationship to prove to your ego or yourself that you're not lovable. And that's the most dangerous part, or one of the most dangerous parts of the ego, is it's going to make itself right. So if you believe you're not worthy, you're going to make yourself right. You're going to make yourself correct. You're going to make it true. And the second part is it wants to avoid pain. And what I mean by that is I talk about triggers and traumas a lot with my content. And whenever you're triggered, it's revealing a trauma. And then you'll protect yourself through a coping mechanism. You might get anxious or stressed, or you might bite back or get defensive, or you might disassociate, or you might shut off. You might go smoke a cigarette. You might go eat some food. You might go binge something to numb yourself or to cope with the pain. Long story short is your ego wants to avoid the pain. It wants to avoid the trauma. The challenge with that is it stops you from healing through it. So that's not the point of this episode, but just wanted to go through the two traits, or the two traits of the ego. So we're born limitless. We are born enough. We are born infinite. We then download beliefs. And I just want to give you like some examples. You can obviously have the obvious ones where you might have quote unhealthy, maybe toxic parents who were doing the best of what they had. Don't get me wrong. There's good ways to parent, but everyone's doing the best of what they have. But say your parents literally said point blank to you that you're a fucking loser. You will never amount to anything. You're a piece of shit. You're ugly. You're fat. Who do you think you are? And they might directly tell you things like that. So that's more of an obvious way to download these beliefs, but they can be very subtle. Let's use an example. You're at school and you've just nailed a test. You've just nailed an assignment or something creative, and picture like primary school. Like maybe you drew like a beautiful picture or something nice and you got a gold star from the teacher. And then you come home to mum or dad and you're like, oh my God, mum or dad, look at my beautiful piece of art. Look what I've created. And maybe they're on the phone and they say, hang on, Sarah, I'll get back to you soon. I've got to take care of some business. In that moment, you can, not always, but you can decide and make up the meaning that I'm not enough. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of being seen. I'm not worthy of being held. It can be as simple as that. Now, some parents where I've taught this to, they're like, oh my God, I'm fucking up my children. Yes, to some degree, yes. You can't avoid trauma. Don't get me wrong. There's no way to physically ever avoid anyone experiencing any form of trauma. Don't have that mindset, please. Don't have that. But I'm just sharing that to recognize for yourself where you want to really own that we all have our limitations, and it can come from something as simple as that. Maybe your boyfriend broke up with you, girlfriend cheated on you, your parents weren't there for you, you didn't get the love that you wanted, you were the less successful sibling. Whatever it is, you will come up, your ego will download, or you'll download beliefs that become a part of your ego, and then it will always make them true. So back to the point that I started this with, whenever it comes to limitations or traumas or triggers, there's two ways you can express them. There's a passive or an active expression. I was talking about it before. So I've been talking about you not being enough, you not being worthy, you being inadequate. So something happens in your childhood or your upbringing, and you've decided in that moment that you're not enough in whatever shape, not smart enough, beautiful enough, strong enough, intelligent enough, or whatever it is. You've come up with the I'm not enough, insert your word. Then you can then do one or two things. You can be passive with it, where you become an underachiever and you don't do anything. You don't start the podcast, you don't start the business, you don't put yourself out there, you don't ask people on dates, you don't get uncomfortable, because that's not who you are, and your ego is going to make it right. You're going to have all these limitations, or I'm a loser, all this negative self-talk, which is going to stop you from going against how you view yourself to be. The second, and this is the more slippery one, and this is not that I don't enjoy working with one than the other, I like helping both, but I find this a little bit more elusive. It's where you see people that are so goal-orientated. They're so hustle, 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 hustle. And this used to be me, so I'm speaking to myself right now. And what they're doing, what I did, and what a lot of people do, is they try to overcompensate for not being enough by achieving everything, having goals, always moving the goalpost, always making more money, more status, more achievements, more whatever. And don't get me wrong, that's a more it can be a healthier way to live or to express the limitations, but it's very exhausting and it's not sustainable. And you will never fill that void. Because I like the analogy, it's like a mannequin changing outfits. If the mannequin or your ego believes it's not enough, and then you just get a better looking outfit, a more expensive outfit, a bougier outfit, you might externally try to present that you are enough and you got your shit together, but the mannequin underneath, you underneath, still feels like you're not enough. So it's just an unquenchable thirst if you're doing it that way. So I hope this is all making sense so far and you're picking up what I'm throwing down. If you are, leave a comment below, let me know that you're picking up what I'm throwing down. So the concept of this video, or probably the question you're asking, well, what do I do about it? How do I actually solve this? Great question. So what I do, and I've got a full process where I teach you how to do this step by step in my conscious community. I'll give you a little offer towards the end of this podcast. But the process, you want to find the moment you downloaded it. So what I'll be asking you as a kind of rough sort of process is get clear on what's the limitation you have if you feel like you're not enough. Let's just use that because that's been the theme of this podcast. I'll be asking you the question, when was the first time that you experienced and you perceived yourself feeling like you weren't enough? And I normally do some breath work and some grounding before I ask that question. And you want to find where it's going to, when's the first memory you've got? It's going to be around probably like 4 to about 6 or 7 years old. That's where most of them are going to come up. So when was the first time you experienced it? Can be earlier, by the way, can be later, but that's when most people have, the clients I've worked with anyways, that's the most common ages that come up. And you want to get clear on when was the moment? What was the exact moment that happened? What happened? Was mum doing something? Dad doing something? Grandma doing something? Siblings doing something? What happened for you to perceive that you weren't enough? Then come up with the meaning. Get clear on what was the exact word for word meaning you came up with. My needs don't matter. I'm too much. I'm too loud. I'm too dumb. I'm too stupid. I'm too ugly, or whatever it is. Get clear on what it is. And then you want to do a dissolving or a healing process. I have done NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, so I've kind of pieced together my unique way of doing so. But a question I want to ask you right now, and really sit with this can be very healing for you. I want you right now to just feel how you feel when I actually ask you this question. How does your whole life and the whole world that you live in, how does all of it change with the belief you not being enough? How does it change with that belief not there? And I want you to breathe into that. Feel into that. Actually experience what it's like to not feel like and live like you're not enough. And if you do the process properly, this takes me about sort of 20 minutes, 30 minutes to actually do this properly. It's so relieving. You feel lighter. Your shoulders drop. Generally, there'll be some tears as well because you're storing the memory or the belief is normally anchored to some negative emotion like pain or suffering or stress or whatever it is. So generally, you have like an emotional release as well, but it's so powerful. There's other ways to do this. There's other modalities to heal, but this is one of my favorite ways to do so. So I hope this has made sense. I'm going to do a quick little summary because we kind of went a bit of a zigzag on this podcast. Firstly, the ego, it's the identity of who you see yourself to be. It has two traits. It wants to be right and it wants to avoid pain. We are born limitless. We are born limitless, okay? You were born enough, but at some point you decided that you weren't because of your upbringing, your parents, or whatever it is that you've been through. Now, how to solve that and fix that or heal that or process that is find the moment that you did, whether you're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, however old you were, and you go through a process. There's more that I do inside of my community, but the money question or the question that moves the needle the most, how does your life change with the absence of that belief? How does your life change and the whole world you live in, how does it change with the belief not there? And you'll feel your shoulders drop, nervous system regulate, you'll breathe deeper, easier, lighter, and it's a really cool experience. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you did, leave a comment below, like, subscribe. If you're interested in doing further work with me, guys, I have a conscious community where I help you find your purpose, heal through your stuff, build a thriving relationship, a thriving business, and a life on your terms. If that interests you guys, there's a money-back guarantee on what I do. Go below. There's some details below. Click on below. Share this with a friend that you think will get value from it. I appreciate the shit out of you. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.